This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today we have another type of pregnancy issue that we're going to talk about, and Taylor Connery is here to discuss a very, I want to say, rare condition, and you have all the answers. You have a support group for this as well. Yes. And this is a new topic I've never even heard of before. So much so, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Oh yeah, it's a mouthful. There's a short version,
okay.
HG. So if you're more comfortable, that's what people in the community normally call it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's hypermesis gravidarum. I might not even be pronouncing it 100%.
HG sounds a lot easier.
Exactly. Yeah, so I usually just HG.
That's awesome. Well, and you requested some lemonade, so
yes.
I got some lemonade, so thank we'll crack you. These. Yeah. And Minute Maid, if you want to sponsor, feel free. we'll have lemonade every single one. Cheers.
Cheers.
You know, it's a nice hot day out right now, and it's like going to be our last hot day, so some lemonade actually sounds fantastic today.
Exactly.
Well, Taylor, it's kind of cool because our nanny is the one that hooked me up or hooked us up together because of this issue, which is really neat. And you contacted me, which I always tell everyone, it's awesome when someone contacts me because I know you really, really want to be here and you're passionate about whatever that person wants to talk about. And today it's another pregnancy. So last week we talked about miscarriages. This is actually, what is it? Is it just a condition?
So it is a condition. It's a nausea, a severe nausea and vomiting condition.
Okay.
And about 1 to 3 in 100 women experience this.
Okay.
So if you look at the numbers just in La Crosse, which is where I'm from, on average around 500 women are probably going through this.
No kidding.
So it's not as common as you would hear because, quite frankly, not a lot of people get properly diagnosed.
Sure. So, well, because now in pregnancy, some people are, they have just, you get nausea anyways from it sometimes. And now this is something totally even further than that.
Exactly.
Now I want you to read what you have on your shirt because if people aren't here watching, they got to hear. This is funny.
So it's for these children. I have puked hypermesis 24/7. Yes.
Perfect. Exactly. Now this, okay. So this condition, what is it specifically that's happening to women that have this condition?
You are either nausea, essentially 24/7.
Okay.
For me personally, I was waking up at 3 a.m. sick, violently, until I went to bed.
Okay. Now, so how many kids do you have?
I have 4.
And did this happen with all of them?
All of them. However, yeah, only 3 of them I was properly diagnosed.
Okay. So what, 30 some odd months you were throwing up and nauseated with 4 kids in 9 months?
Yes. Gosh. I mean, yeah, it was... It's an experience. I mean, unless you've been through it, I don't think many people can quite frankly grasp what you're going through.
Well, and I've been nauseated before one time I had food poisoning, so I understand what that feels like, and it's a crappy feeling.
It
and
is,
then to feel
yeah.
like that for almost 9 months sounds miserable.
It is miserable.
Okay, so it's HG. It's not human growth. It's
no.
Can you say that again?
Hypermesis gravidarum gravidium.
Gravidarum,
I think is how you... Yep. Again, HG is probably the easiest.
Well, and, you know, and anyone that listens to this probably hasn't really heard about this much. is my guess. And you brought this up to me and I had to kind of look at it, but I also didn't do much research because I wanted you telling me and us what it is, so it's more organic. Now, okay, you've had this. How, describe your 9 months just out of any of them.
Oh my gosh.
How did you even go through daily life? Because I assume you maybe had a job or something. So how are you functioning throughout the day?
So normally in these cases, women are actually not able to work. You are bedridden in most cases.
Oh, geez, it's that bad.
It's that bad. For me personally, I was actually in the hospital 2 times. And the first time, I wanted to just get out. I mean, I have 3 other kids, so I would just... You just want to be home with your family.
Right.
So I requested to leave. I actually had a nurse stop me and say, are you sure you need to leave? Like, we think you should stay nicely is what she was saying. Yeah. And a week later I went back.
Sure.
So
were you in the hospital for months or days or just in and out, in and out, in and out?
In and out. Yeah.
Okay.
Mentally I wasn't able to grasp everything that was happening.
Sure.
It was a struggle. I mean, you're going through not just hypermesis, but you're dealing with anxiety and depression on top of that. So
right, yeah,
it's a lot.
I read or heard it's like if you puke more than 3 times daily, that's when you're considered to have HG. Is that correct?
I would say so. I mean, that's easily done probably in the first hour of your day.
If you're waking
up at 3 o'clock, yeah, you're...
Oh, man.
I think I would get sick at least 4 times every hour.
Do you remember the first time when you felt this happening and did you just think, oh, this is just pregnancy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just continued to go, I assume.
Exactly.
So what was going through your mind then on your first... Because obviously you had 3 more kids after that, so you're like, okay, here we are again. But on the first time, it had to like shock you or scare you or something.
It did.
What was going through your mind then?
So I was a young mom. I was naive. I was told this is just morning sickness. This is what everyone goes through.
Okay.
So I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it got really bad when I was so sick, I was throwing up blood every day.
Oh, wow. What'd you think initially was wrong?
Just morning sickness, really bad morning sickness.
Even when you were vomiting blood?
Getting blood, yeah. I was going into the ER frequently, probably every other day, getting IV bags and treatment.
I suppose you're dehydrated, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
I wasn't able to obviously eat anything. So the only kind of nutrition I was getting was through IV treatment.
Oh, so even you couldn't keep anything down?
Anything.
Wow. Even water?
Water. Nope.
Jeez.
Nothing.
Okay. Cause you need water to survive,
exactly,
people.
Yeah. you're only getting the IV treatment. I mean, if my latest pregnancy, if I was getting, I think one of the hospital visits, I had 12 IV bags.
In just one day?
In one setting.
Oh, one setting?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
And that was my first meal I had in probably 2 months, 3 months.
So did you lose a considerable amount of weight then?
I did.
Because that's not good when you're pregnant. You want to keep the nutrition going. Because we just had our first baby, and I mean, everything went smooth for us. But they're like, don't, you know, continue to eat. You're obviously going to gain weight that you have a baby in you.
Exactly.
But they need the nutrients. So not getting the nutrients could also harm the baby too.
Exactly. Yep.
So then in the IV bags, what do they have in the IVs?
A lot of medication. So in most cases, women probably are unable to keep the medication down, which is what happened to me.
Okay.
So they actually found medication that could go into your IV bag, and then I would just get it through the IV.
Sure. Okay. So is that the only treatment option then?
No.
There's more things.
There are more things.
Okay.
In addition to the medication, I mean, for your mental state, you're in therapy too. Other treatment options may include physical therapy, just because if you're bedridden, you need that extra support. What else? Quite a bit. Let me double check.
Get your notes out.
Quite a bit. Yeah. So other than the IV treatment, I guess, hospitalization too. Just you're getting a lot of doctors coming in to observe you and to see how you're doing, because it's not just your physical health, your mental health is really suffering.
What mentally for you, how were things, what were thoughts that were going through you. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. I miss my family. I want my child to be healthy as well.
Yes.
Those are all things going through your mind. Mm-hmm. So how did you deal with it then?
My latest pregnancy, actually, I was flagged as suicidal.
Okay.
Well, it got really bad before I was hospitalized. I did have a lot of suicidal temptations.
Okay.
So I knew for my kids' sake, they needed their mother.
Right.
So something just clicked. And I went to the doctor and I told them in the emergency room, this isn't good. Something's going to happen if you send me home.
Sure.
And they offered to keep me, thankfully.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's good because, I mean, you're sitting there miserable 9 months. I can only imagine what's going through your mind because I know how I feel when I get hungry. Yeah. You get hangry eventually, and then you get past that part. So there's multiple treatment options. Now, you were said that in La Crosse, I mean, what is La Crosse, about 50, 60,000 people?
Yeah, give or take, I'd say around 53.
Oh, 53. So out of how many people roughly in La Crosse would possibly be experiencing this? You gave the stat right at the beginning, and I kind of forgot what you had said.
One to three women out of 100 women will experience hypermesis.
Okay, so it's like a 1-3% of out of 100. Okay, okay, well, that's actually more than I thought because I've never heard of this.
That's another thing. I mean, a lot of women I do not think are getting properly diagnosed.
Sure.
Up until I experienced this. This is the first time people are coming to me saying, I think I have this.
Yeah, because they might just say, oh, you got morning sickness.
Exactly.
But then they come back and they're like, hey, this is not going away.
No.
Okay. I mean, so how did you yourself manage to cope with the mental first and then the physical? How did you cope with this kind of stuff?
Well, luckily the medication kicked in.
Okay.
Eventually. I mean, it does take time.
Yep.
I was on 7 daily medications.
7 daily medications. Now, were the medications orally or was it through an IV bag or how? Because if you, the reason I asked that is because if you take medication orally, you're just going to throw it back up, it seems. So I feel like it has to go through an IV to get into your system. So how did you take medication?
So I was seen every other day and on my good days, probably every 2 days. To get an IV treatment. Once I received those, I was able to stomach oral medications.
Okay.
Otherwise, this is something new I did not know about until this last 2024. There is a patch that you can wear that helps your nausea.
Oh, it's probably like I see people on cruise ships for motion sickness. Is it the same type of idea?
I believe so.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I can't recall the name at the top of my head.
Well, I know it's like a little circular patch they put behind their ear.
I think that might be it. And I wore that for a good 6+ months too.
Did that help a little bit?
I think so. I mean,
okay.
I think with everything that they were able to prescribe really made a difference.
Okay. Now you said that on your good days, what was considered a good day? Not throwing up as much as in like, what is not as much?
I think there was a day I counted at least 4 times per hour.
4 times per hour. So if you threw up twice per hour, that was a good day.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Gosh, that's just, that's got to take some strength to do it. And then have 4 kids on top of
that. Yes.
So did you know, like, after the first one, this is going to happen the next time?
No.
And the next time? And so every pregnancy could be different?
I was led to believe, it could be different. Again, I was just terrible morning sickness. So
okay.
I was like, maybe we can try it again. Let's see how this goes.
Let's try it every time.
I remember eating Arby's fries my second pregnancy and I started crying. I can't do this. It's happening again. And I mean, looking back at it, obviously I went through with it. I had our son, but it was definitely experience going through it. Yeah.
So when you smell like all the foods and you're hungry, was it a temptation? Like, I want that so bad, but I can't.
Mentally, yes. But then you smell it and you're getting sick, right? It's not even
really
the sight of food, the smell of food, the thought of food would set me off. It was funny because I had a picture of an onion in my kitchen in my first pregnancy.
Yeah.
And anytime I looked at that, I got sick.
I'd be nauseated. I don't like onions, so I'd be nauseated either way looking at an onion. Okay, so okay, you have every single pregnancy mm-hmm. happen this way. When the pregnancy was over, did everything just stop immediately?
Unfortunately, no.
No, it just keeps going.
The nausea and vomiting, not so much. But based on your symptoms, for me, my latest pregnancy, I lost so much weight, I was still unable to do any normal activity.
Okay.
I would say 6 months postpartum is when I started to feel healed.
Oh, no. So it continued, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gaining back strength, not okay. just because of hypermesis, but I just had a baby.
Sure.
So it takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are there some long-term side effects that can happen due to this? Like, are there going to be complications later in your life because mm-hmm. you've gone through this now four times? Mm-hmm. Are there things that you have to look out for? I don't know. Are you having another child?
I joke that we would like to have our fifth, but then snapping back to reality.
Yeah.
You're almost like, well, is it worth it? I don't know. No. Yeah. There's a running joke in our family because all of our kids want another sister.
Oh no, jeez. Okay. what's your makeup of kids? Is it
so girl, boy, boy, boy?
Okay. So I assume the girl wants a sister.
Oh, by far. Yeah.
Tell her, would you like to puke every single day multiple times?
I remind her of this. Okay. And she goes, well, I'm not having kids when I'm older.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh, okay. So she's understanding what's happening.
She
at
is
least.
Very
okay.
much. Yeah. They would pick me up at the hospital with dad. And okay. I mean, that was another thing. They experience things, not to the extent that I did, but they don't see their mom like they normally sure. do. And when you're this sick, you have to keep the door closed. I mean, if it were to open, I was getting sick just to smells.
Sure.
So yeah, it was hard for them to even come see me because...
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Especially when they understand what's kind of happening mm-hmm. as they get older. So what are some of the long-term side effects then that you have to look out for?
So for me personally, I don't want to speak on just everybody, but specifically for me, I experienced, in addition to trying to regain back my physical strength, depression and anxiety was a big thing.
Okay.
I had to go into counseling just to try to remind myself, like, this isn't going to keep happening. I'm safe now. You almost have a fear, as silly as it is, as getting sick because sure. you're sick so much. I guess there can be a number of things. Your health in general, taking that much medication is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in school for psychology, so I'm learning about all these different medications and just understanding. Your organs are not meant to have all that.
I bet
so,
not.
Yeah.
Between the two, the physical of your body and your mental state, mm-hmm. which one do you think is going to have the long term impact? Do you think it's the mental portion or the physical in your body portion?
Oh gosh. Good question. You know what? I would say mental.
That's what I was thinking because you said that you're still kind of having, you're still going to do therapy mm-hmm. for this mental, you know, stuff of that nature. So it's, when did you have your last child?
Oh God, 2024.
Okay. So about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're still dealing with this as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be harder because mentally you can't see something healing. Mm-hmm. It's here up in your head. Whereas your body, like you can see I'm gaining weight back. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling better internally, but mentally that was a question I thought that, you know, which one's harder is the mental state. Because I didn't realize until you started talking about it that the mental state of being in this condition mm-hmm. for so long, eventually, like, you're like, this is my norm. This is just normal. And then you did it four times. So it's almost like you had almost 4 years of just this. And it doesn't stop once the pregnancy stops. It continued to mm-hmm. go on. So, yeah, that was just something I was wondering how you felt. Is the mental probably tougher for you?
It was. So after we had our son, before he was a year, we actually found out we were pregnant with our third.
Okay.
Obviously, that wasn't something we were planning for. just based on how I was feeling, we thought we were done having kids. But
sure,
here we are, third time, and it was essentially back-to-back. And I would say that was probably the hardest.
Yeah, you probably never felt good for like 2 years straight.
Yeah, exactly. It was...
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I would definitely.
I feel like it would feel a little bit different if you're like, hey, once the pregnancy's over, it all goes away. Right. But it just doesn't from what you're telling us. Now, going not off of you now, how did it affect your husband?
Oh, gosh. He might not like to think about it like this, but I would definitely say that he had depression. He's doing everything on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He's working 40 plus hours a week. His job is very demanding. He's now coming home. Three small children are screaming for his attention.
Yep.
There's me who's really sick and who needs help even just getting to the restroom. Yeah, it was back to back, demanding needs for everything.
Well, I can only imagine what was going through his mind. He must be a pretty strong individual.
He is, yes.
To say, you know, this is what we're going to continue to do. And I, like you said, I come home from a demanding job. Now I have kids that are demanding. And you said that you were bedridden at one point. Is that correct?
Yeah, 7 months I was bedridden.
Okay. So that means, were you bedridden because you were just so weak from
everything?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like if I were to move like this, I would have been sick. Or just like a slight movement. Every time I would get up in the middle of the night just to move positions, I would get sick, and then I could roll back over and go back to sleep.
Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did he didn't say after the second or third, like, hey, maybe we should just stop having children?
He was also led to believe this is just severe morning sickness. So,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. So it took a toll on him then as well, and mentally probably, because he's getting very stressed out from both home life and work life. How about the other kids? I mean, obviously you said you had four, so it only affected certain ones. But were the older ones like, oh, no, you know, what's going on with mom? This is a struggle for us too.
Yeah.
I assume they're worried about their mother.
They are. Two of our kids started showing signs of anxiety, thinking I was dying, which is fair because of how sick I was. Luckily, we were able to provide them with the resources to help them cope and to understand mom is safe. She's not going anywhere. But yeah, I was back to thinking of those suicidal temptations, and I'm seeing how they're reacting.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I needed to get help for myself so I could help them.
Sure. That's very motivating for yourself to say, hey, I got to push through this so they can push through this too. So, okay. So then bedridden, now I can understand how you would get depressed because there's certain days I'm like, gosh, it'd be nice just to relax at home. And then I'm sitting there relaxing. I'm like, no, I want to go do something.
Yeah.
But then you said you were bedridden for seven months. And even just the slightest turn,
I would get sick.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you're dehydrated. And I would have been depressed too if I was sitting inside and couldn't go anywhere because I'm puking. Because there's times, you know, like I've been sick, you know, just a regular old sickness. I'm like, I want to go do something.
Right.
Even though I feel sick, I don't want to be just cooped up in the house. And you were forced to, basically. Okay, so now you're past all this. Are there support groups for this issue?
Yeah.
Or these moms?
Right. So after this, after everything that I went through, and a lot of support from my partner, he kind of pushed me into starting a support group for moms.
Oh, really?
I was kind of toying with the idea back and forth. I'm in school full time. I work part time. So I was just kind of getting insight of how much I could take on.
Mm-hmm.
But the more he was pushing me, telling me there isn't much support. Besides personal support that women can offer on their own time, there isn't anything. When I was in the hospital, the only support I would say I was offered was those who were able to provide mental psychology, essentially, I suppose, just getting an idea of how sad I was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I started a hypermesis graviderm, or HG support group. And I started doing this virtually through Facebook. But what I came to find was, from my personal experience and what my husband was going through, I wanted to offer more. So I started throwing out their in-person services as well.
So then do you have groups in La Crosse area?
Yeah. So the virtual we can connect online through Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
They have the option to private message me and everything will be confidential. If they wish to just talk, we can talk. The goal was just to make sure no one felt alone, that they could be heard, that they knew that there was a village out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
For my in-person services, the goal is to help everyone in the household, not just mom, not just dad, not just the children, but everyone. Knowing what we went through, the whole household becomes affected, and I did not want that for other families.
Okay. Now, do you virtually, is it people around America, or is it just mm-hmm. local, or where are all the people coming from?
So as of right now, it's all local. Okay. I mean, the goal would to be expanding.
Sure.
There are some more popular groups called the HER Foundation. I just found out about them in my latest pregnancy.
Okay.
So I use them a little bit for resources, but they're not local. That was a problem I was experiencing, and I wanted something more personal, more local that I could connect with. Yep. So that's why I started that.
In person, does that mean they come to your house, or do you have a place that you rent or own?
So I would actually go to them.
Oh, you'd go to them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because mom is most likely sick, unable to move.
Sure.
The goal would to be seeing what services they need, such as like cleaning, helping with the kids. Mm-hmm. If the mom needs to go in and get IV treatment, I will stay back and I will watch your children for you so you can get the medical treatment you need.
Okay.
Long term, I would love to be able to offer healthy meal delivery so that way the smell of food isn't affecting anyone in the house.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Now, did you start this up before your last pregnancy? Was this, did you do this like a couple years ago, or?
I actually just started this.
Oh, just started. Okay. Yes.
So I've had the support group probably for, oh my gosh, I would say anywhere around 5 months.
Okay.
It is a small group. We're still, I'm trying to throw out there that women can, they feel safe. They can talk to one another. I think right now it's trying to grow to the extent where women can get the more in-person services.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm just making sure people feel safe and they have that village.
That sure.
The big thing I want them to know.
Well, you definitely are someone that can give them advice because mm-hmm. you've done this 4 times and had this issue. So you said the in-person services, you go to them because they're usually pregnant and mm-hmm. they're dealing with it on the spot. Is it ever people post-pregnancy that you're having as well in the support group?
That is another idea. That is something I throw out there frequently. This isn't just for women currently experiencing hypermesis. This is supposed to be for everybody, whether or not you believe that you have it, whether or not you've just been diagnosed or you're just gave birth and now the symptoms are less than what they were. Just because you're still going through things mm-hmm. mentally and physically, we want to make sure that you still have that village you need.
Okay. So then how, when you're doing the virtual, then is it on Zoom or how is it, or Google Meet?
Yeah. So it can be just typing a private message,
That's all right.
Getting familiar with just questions and advice. I'm more than open to doing Zoom or any kind of virtual seeing option. Yep. I'm comfortable with whatever they're comfortable with.
Okay. Well, that's awesome that you can offer that, because not everyone maybe they're feeling so terrible mm-hmm. or maybe they're just not even local for that matter. Is everyone that you deal with local to the La Crosse area, or do you have some that are outside of the La Crosse area?
Currently, everyone's in La Crosse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, how many people have you helped so far, or are you dealing with?
So our support group is around 20 members right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm actually working on the website more finalized, so people can actually book the in-person services.
Awesome. So now you said you're going to school. What are you going to school for again?
So I actually graduated in 2023 with an associate's in business.
Okay.
But I'm actually working on a bachelor's in psychology now too.
So are you finding that helps then with what you dealt with and how you're helping out people?
Yes. So okay. With the support group, one thing I want to be able to offer is essentially counseling services. So earning this degree and potentially even going forward more into education, offering like therapy like sessions, but in a different sense.
Sure.
So that way they can still do a home setting, which is more ideal for these women.
Yep. Can you give me a piece of advice that you give to some of the people that are going through this?
Don't overdo it. Just take what your body is asking for. I know it sounds silly. One thing I would tell people is, even if you're getting sick on something, if one little thing sounds appetizing, just try a little bit of it. See if it sits. And just rest.
Okay. So take a small bite and just see what happens.
I had this weird thing with my latest pregnancy. It was it was like spicy mustard and crackers.
Oh.
And I would take little nibbles when I could. Sure. And that was the most food I probably had in a few months.
Oh gosh. Just a cracker and some mustard on it? Mm-hmm. That's it? Okay, so did that work for then the advice that you're giving to them? You've actually personally had to do this as well. So everyone's going to be different, though. They might crave something and it might be able to settle with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this just, I don't know. It sounds crazy that this all happened and that it continues to happen, that there's multiple people out there that this happens to. Because I could understand if you got up too fast and then you might feel, but you were saying like it was so. I don't know, so vigorous or so serious that it was just the matter of turning your body that you would possibly throw up. And just to find one thing to eat was difficult.
I mean, it's not something you want to eat anyway, because if it comes back up, spicy mustard isn't ideal. So it's definitely an experience.
Were there other foods or drinks that you found that you were able to handle after a while?
In my first pregnancy, dark bubbly soda, so like Coke, or sour candy.
Okay.
And I've actually heard that from other women too, something along those lines they were able to keep down. So I normally try those, but this latest one did not work with those ideas.
So each kid was something different.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, now when my wife was pregnant, she went through a phase of she didn't really like to go to Mexican food, and she didn't have this issue, but it was weird because it's her favorite thing is going to El Patron here in Winona. And she's like, that doesn't even sound good, but a hamburger sounds good. And she goes, I'm not usually a hamburger person, but they sounded great at the time. And I'm like, well, I guess everything's just different. And
now we're getting hamburger.
Now, eggs is the one thing she absolutely hated after a while, because she was told or she read, eat eggs. It's really good for the baby. And eventually about halfway through, she was just sick and tired of eating eggs.
I don't blame her.
I'm like, you don't need to do it every single day, but I know it kind of factored in here and there, and there, but she was doing it every morning eating eggs. And after about 4 months, she's like, this is disgusting. So
I do not blame her.
She was just getting sick of it so much. Now, with the services that you're offering or the support group, are you hoping to maybe someday make this into a business at all?
Yes.
Because, I mean, you told me you have a business degree, and then you're also getting another degree, which they go hand in hand for what you're doing. So you want to make this a business someday if possible.
Okay. I would love to. The goal is always to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we found is we did not have much of a support system for our family. I want to be that support person for these people. Whether or not maybe grandma, grandpa can help or an aunt or uncle can help, we personally, our families, we're kind of scattered around, or they're just busy working and doing what they need to do. Right. So I want to be that village for these people and help them move forward.
So you had nothing, no resources when you were going through this?
Very limited.
Very limited.
Yes.
And limited meaning what? Websites?
So back in 2015 with our first pregnancy, the ER, which
that was your resource.
Did not give me much.
That was your resource, huh?
That was my resource. ER.
Dang, that's an expensive resource.
It definitely was. And then 2016, again, emergency room. Yeah, and then this latest one, I found the HER Foundation, which is just an online group that has actually educated in this. But it's hard to research and to read things when you're that sick. I mean, you don't have the, when you're staring at a screen, it makes your symptoms worse.
Sure.
So yeah. That was another problem that I was finding. So as I'm trying to, oh, what can I do to feel better? Oh, I'm reading. Okay, now I got to get sick again.
Yeah.
So,
oh, jeez.
I mean, it's, you can sit here and say, yeah, there's resources, but mm-hmm. it's not accommodating to those that are actually going through it.
Sure. Wow. And so now when it comes to the support groups, I remember where I was going with this because I had a question that popped up in my mind while you were just saying that. When it comes to the support groups, you found, what was the place called that you finally found in your third
Her part? Foundation.
Her Foundation? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when you saw that, is it like a national group?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a national mm-hmm. group. And you did you have any support with like a virtual person or anything? Or just reading is all it was?
Reading. Really? Okay. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to that level, but I believe there are options for people to reach out at a national level for a support group person virtually. I just was unable to get that
far. Right, right. And so then you're going to do this where it's more local, so you can go actually be in person mm-hmm. with these people and go through it, because you can empathize with these people, yes, very, also. Very well. And be like, I've been through this four times. I know how you're feeling, rather than myself saying, well, I understand you're feeling really bad, and I never wish that upon anyone, but there's a difference when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. So what have you learned about yourself then going through all this, maybe as a person or mentally? Do you feel stronger or no, I obviously don't wish this upon anybody, most likely, but did you find yourself to become a stronger person due to this?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I think I have more empathy towards women going through any kind of complicated pregnancy, understanding that everyone is different. Everything is going to be different in pregnancy. You never know what someone is going to go through. With our latest, with these symptoms, I actually went into preterm labor. And that was one of the other reasons why I had to be put on bed rest.
Okay.
So I believe it was around 30 weeks I started having contractions.
Whoa, that's really early. That's nine yeah. weeks early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just hypermesis or HG that I really try to empathy-wise with. I know that there's more. There's people that are going through these things, and it's just making me take a step back and say, what can I do to help you?
Sure. So what were, like, back when you think about this, what was, I mean, we talked about what was considered a good day, just not throwing up as much, but yeah. Were you able to actually get up and do stuff little by little? Or was it like, I'm in bed and I just didn't throw up more than twice an yeah. hour, but were you essentially always on bedridden, or mm-hmm. were you able to get up and do a few things? Because I know that you said sometimes you have to get help to go mm-hmm. to even the restroom.
Yeah.
And then that even that could be a whole other ordeal where mm-hmm. you're puking at the same time.
Yeah.
You're
trying to yeah, I would. On days where if he was at work and I'm home by myself, I was literally crawling to the bathroom with a garbage can.
Goodness.
The most I did was getting the kids to school. But even at that point, I'm in the car with a garbage can in one hand, driving with another, slowly sipping on a popsicle. Yep. And then if I'm getting sick, it's as soon as I hit the driveway to our house, I'm running back into the house.
Okay.
Getting ill. So.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Did you were there families of, like, did you have friends that came by and helped you out as much as possible? Or was it just kind of your husband and that
just
was?
Just us, yeah.
Just you. What did people think about it when you tell them about that? Because if someone told me about this before I'd met you, mm-hmm. I would say, well, there's got to be something
yeah.
much more wrong with you than just if you're throwing up that many times and you're throwing up blood. What did people around you think? They not know what to think?
No. I mean, even for my family, I remember telling my grandparents about this, and they were scared. I mean, they're looking at this as our granddaughter is going through something very traumatic. And to this day, they'll be like, we thought you had cancer. Like, we thought you... They didn't realize, like, how severe the pregnancy was. They thought I was more sick than what I was. So
okay.
It was definitely eye-opening, I believe. I don't want to assume how they're feeling and what they're seeing it as, but yeah, I remember the C word was thrown in there at one point, and I was like, no, I'm not that sick. sick, but I'm definitely sick. So,
right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I would be nervous for my child, too, mm-hmm. or grandchild if they're throwing up. And mm-hmm. I would be like, well, there's got to be something much more wrong. Because, like you said, nobody really knows about this.
Right.
And there's just, like, no awareness mm-hmm. about it because I've never heard of it. So if that was the first time I had ever heard of it, like, well, there's got to be something major wrong with your body. Cancer would mm-hmm. come to my mind probably right. as well, just or some sort of disease exactly. internally.
Yeah.
So then on the fourth pregnancy, they're like, why do you keep doing this to yourself? Or
to be honest, I was like, you know, it can't happen again. There's no way.
Yeah,
there right. is just no way. I mean, I was like, okay, three times. Okay, cool. We got out of the way. This should be fine. And it was funny because I was feeling great. Yeah. And then the fourth week hit. So we found out really early. But yeah, our fourth week hit. And I started feeling those symptoms come on.
Oh, no. And you're like, I'm pregnant. Like,
this is too early. So yeah, by the fifth week, it came on really strong.
So you didn't even need a pregnancy test. You just already knew.
Yeah. I mean, we were trying because we were trying to give our daughter that sister.
Yeah, all right. Stuck with three boys.
But yeah, and then once I started feeling those symptoms, I immediately called my physician and got in to see her. And yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I was very proactive this time around, knowing what I went through.
Yep.
And I think that knowing what I've been through and how to react right away actually helped this time to
okay.
a point. So.
So how are you feeling now today? Like, yeah, today, obviously, you drove yourself here.
Yeah.
You're walking. You're here doing mm-hmm. it. I assume your body's kind of back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And mentally, you're still working on that as well. So how do you feel now? Are you like, hey, I'm good. I'm functioning. We're good to go. Mm-hmm. Or is how do you feel mentally right now?
Mentally, there's still days where I get upset thinking about the things that my children went through or
yeah.
how traumatic everything was. I mean, physically, yes, I'm doing a lot better. As you can see, like you said, I just walked in the door here
yep.
and I was able to drive myself. So that's a lot better. But yeah, there's days mentally where you think about it and it really does affect you.
Yeah. Well, I can only imagine because you just got to be thankful. Like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm up and I'm moving. I'm able to get back to
right.
doing normal things. Are there things now that you can't do that you used to be able to do because you think of possibly throwing up when you smell it or see it or do it?
Luckily, no.
Oh, that's good. I yes. would assume so much that you would smell a certain smell mm-hmm. and be like, oh, gosh, I
no,
can't even stand
thank
that.
God. If that was the case, just take me out, coach.
Take me out, coach. I'm done. Well, and that's good because, like I said, I thought there would be a few things because you said, like, I saw a picture of an onion mm-hmm. and that was enough
set
to
me off. Yeah.
Set you off. And that would set me off, too, because I hate onions. But not to the point where I can't look at a photo of it as well. So I thought maybe you would still smell certain smells and be like, ugh, gosh, no.
Luckily, no. Okay. I think many women can relate to just that sensitivity to smells when you're pregnant. But when
yep.
you have HG, it's a whole other level. You are, oh, your senses are just, your sense of smell, I shouldn't say not just senses, but those are, they're heightened to another level.
Oh, okay.
It's
so everything sets you off.
Yeah. It, even like cracking the window a smidge would just,
whoa.
Can't okay. do it. But I mean, you need the fresh air because you're essentially locked down,
right.
bedridden and trying to feel better. So,
yeah. Well, and that's another thing. And do you, can you, like when you walk and all that, because you said before, like you couldn't even turn mm-hmm. hardly and you would throw up. Do you have anything that you have a problem with, like if you're walking or make a certain movement that makes you nauseated after now?
Ooh, so something.
Like roller coasters
yeah.
come to my mind.
No, I cannot do roller coasters.
Okay.
I have too much Final Destination.
So for a different reason?
Yes. Actually, as a kid, I had motion sickness.
Okay.
And that is something that while HG is, they're still trying to figure out how women are getting this or what is the cause of this, but motion sickness, according to the HER Foundation, from what I noticed, motion sickness was one of them.
Okay.
So that's something to
if someone
out for.
Suffers from
yeah.
motion sickness, they may possibly
there's
get this in a
there
pregnancy.
Is a possibility.
Okay.
I don't want to say for certain. It's still, they're still researching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, don't come at me.
Do you know when the first case that they figured out when this happened?
Did oh gosh, no.
You don't know that? Okay. You know I wasn't sure if it was like a...
I'll write that down to find out though.
That's a good question to yeah. Someone might ask. Like, when was the first time someone was diagnosed yeah. with this? Because I've never heard of it, so I feel like it's got to be somewhat new. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's probably a long time ago someone discovered yeah. it. And it's just because it's a 1% to 3% chance basically that someone's going to possibly right. get it. So yeah. I guess... Yeah, I was just wondering if you knew that answer at all.
Yeah, that's a good question. I will definitely...
That's one to look at then, yeah, I guess. See when the first diagnosis later. Was. Yeah. Well, that's really cool, though, that if you, some people at least could say, hey, I have motion sickness. If we're thinking about having kids, there's a possibility mm-hmm. this could happen. But the other good thing is that there's support groups out there, mm-hmm. one locally in La Crosse, Wisconsin area, that you can help with. What do you have a name for your support group?
Yeah, so on Facebook, yep. you can find us at just Hypermesis Gravidarum Support Group.
Type that one in, yeah, everyone.
Exactly. and then on Instagram, too, it is just Midwest HG. Make sure I have the correct name so people can find me. I'm sorry.
And I'll put it in the show notes, too. So if you're listening or you're watching, you'll be able to, I'll just put down the show notes and people can just click on it. It'll take them right to it. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
It's just Midwest HG Support.
That's okay. So yeah. that's the website?
Yeah, that's for Instagram.
Oh, that's and Instagram. Then okay.
Facebook is, again, Hypermesis Gravidarum Support.
Did you say you have a website that you're working on?
I am working on that right now. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so once I get that finalized, I will be sharing that through our social media pages.
Okay.
I do also put things on my personal page if any of my Facebook friends see it, just sure. so they can also share. One thing I do tell people is you never know who's going through this because it's normally in the first trimester.
Mm-hmm.
So not... Many women are not sharing these things because they're still seeing if the pregnancy is viable. So always share.
Right. Yeah.
Because you just never know.
That was another question I was going to ask you, and you can answer if you want or not. Did the doctors ever say, hey, maybe you want to think about abortion at all because of how bad this is going to be? I know it's a sensitive topic, mm-hmm. but obviously when it's coming to the medical mm-hmm. related as we're talking, was that an option? They said, hey, maybe this is an option for you. And obviously yes. you said no, but would that have helped anything?
So that's actually a good question. We actually had an abortion date set up.
Oh, okay.
But due to my mental health, I was unable to follow through. I mean, this is one of those things that mentally it still kind of gets you. Mm-hmm. Just because when I'm looking at my son now who's here and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. If I did follow through with that, he wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have him. I mean,
right.
he is our family. So it's definitely a hard topic to discuss sometimes. But sure. yeah, it was discussed.
Okay.
A few appointments, actually. I had to go through a few different physicians to talk about the process. And also based on laws that have changed now, it was a little more hoops to jump through, which was even more difficult when you're that sick. So mm-hmm. yeah, it was quite okay. a bit.
So you pushed through mentally mm-hmm. and you got through it and you're still here.
Yes.
So for everyone that's out there, Taylor's here. She went through it four times. You can do it. It's just not comfortable.
No, I'm not comfortable. Bottom line, not comfortable.
So then you have four children all the way from 1 to 10.
The 10
now.
Yeah.
And how is family life going now that you're mm-hmm. back in the swing of things? You're feeling yeah. good. How's family life now?
We're doing good. We actually, last spring, right? Yeah. We went on a long road trip, and we drove through 11 states in 11 days.
And no motion sickness?
No, there was definitely some. And anxiety because, you okay. know, driving through yeah. states you've never been.
Where'd you guys all go to?
Oh, my gosh. So... I can't even think of everywhere. Our destination was Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of just... yeah, and then went back through, I think, Tennessee was another one, Kentucky.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you made it all the way through.
Yeah.
There was some puking, right?
No. Just a lot of deep breaths.
So does that actually work, deep breaths?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I use some of my techniques from counseling.
So sure, that sure. Muscle through this trip.
Exactly.
And then the destination was Myrtle Beach?
Yes.
Awesome. How was that?
Great. This was my first time seeing the ocean and our kids' first time seeing the ocean. So
awesome.
I think it was almost, yeah, like a wrapping up. Let's forget about that traumatizing moment in our life. Let's enjoy the beach.
Well, I mean, you go, yeah, you make it there, and the beach is obviously going to be a beautiful time. Right. Are you from La Crosse formally?
I'm actually from Houston, Minnesota. But
from Houston, okay.
Yeah, I went back and forth between La Crosse and Houston growing up.
Sure,
so, yeah.
Okay. And is your husband from La Crosse?
Mm-hmm, he
okay.
is, yeah.
So then none of you had ever been to the beach yet?
And he has been.
He had been, okay.
Yes, but I have a fear of traveling too far from the area.
Okay. before pregnancy?
Yes, even okay. before pregnancy.
All right.
But yeah, luckily.
What was your fear from traveling too far away?
You know what? Interstates sometimes make me nervous.
Really?
Yeah, even driving here. People are kind of swerving a little bit. It makes you wonder what you're doing.
I know.
On a Friday
and I
afternoon.
Just took a motorcycle trip out to Sturgis on the interstate.
You're like,
on a motorcycle.
Ooh, questionable.
Questionable, yeah. But that's the risk that makes it so much excitement, too, I think. So how was the beach then for you personally? Was it all it was cracked up to be? You're like, I could have done that in the Mississippi River.
No, I think it actually helped heal. Just the
really?
Ending. I think it did.
Awesome.
I've never seen the ocean. It was something I always wanted to experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, it's like another world out there.
Yeah.
You wake up to dolphins every day, and yeah, our kids got to see something, and it was just, as cheesy as it sounds, magical to see them and let them take everything in. So yeah, I don't know, I felt very healing in that moment.
Well, for sure. That's awesome to see them having some excitement. Did they get to where? Did they go out into the ocean and actually swim a little bit too?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. I don't know. I go on cruises, and some of those, when you go to those beaches, those things can be very violent, like mm-hmm. where it could just suck a kid out in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
So I'm not there. And there's some beaches that are very calm mm-hmm. where you can walk out there and you're perfectly fine. So I wasn't sure. I've never been to Myrtle Beach mm-hmm. myself. So was it a nice calm ocean area?
Yeah, for the first 2 days.
Was there a hurricane coming or what?
No. Luckily, it was our last day there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, we always had life jackets.
Sure.
Just chilling and.
How'd the kids take the car trip? I mean,
that's God.
It's a long car trip for four kids.
Yeah, I think it was around 19 hours altogether.
Yeah, we've driven down to, when I was a child, I'm an only child, we drove down to Miami and Orlando, Florida a couple times. And that was back when I was younger and I had a Game Boy. And then once it was dark out, I couldn't see it. So I didn't have much to do in the car. So I can only imagine what four kids are going to be like driving 19 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, did they make the most of it? Did they play any car games that...
We tried.
Tried to.
Let's watch that raindrop go. No, luckily segment. Tablets are a thing.
Oh, yeah, tablets are a thing.
Movies, lots of, oh, look, there's that big building.
Yeah.
So.
Did you stop any other where along the road that was interesting at all?
Oh, gosh.
Because you said you went through 11 states.
We did. We didn't necessarily get a chance to really stop, but we did... We drove through the Appalachian Mountains and we kind of slowed down a little bit just to take it all in.
Yeah.
My anxiety was also really high during those moments, but I was able to snag a few photos, luckily.
Yeah. I used to live in Georgia for a couple years and I went through the Appalachian mm-hmm. Mountains a couple times. Beautiful scenery.
Yes.
It's really cool. I mean, the roads going up through there is just something else, I guess.
Windy and scary, but worth it.
Windy and scary, but worth it. Yes. Especially once you see all the beautiful mountains that we don't really have around here. I mean, mm-hmm. people that come here, they are just enamored with how awesome our hills are mm-hmm. and their bluffs, and some people call them mountains. And I think we kind of forget about the beauty. I've always said this. We kind of look past it because we're just from here. We just see this all the time. But when some people come from like Illinois or Iowa where it's just cornfield flat, like, ooh, this is really pretty. And I'm like, yeah, actually, if you go up on the interstate in Minnesota, it's back to whatever that was too. We just happen to live down in a valley. So
that is
interesting that some people just come and be like, oh, your mountains are beautiful. And I'm like, well, they're actually
a bluff.
They're a bluff. They're only about 600 feet tall. So going through mountains is a cool experience because I did that in Wyoming. We went through the Beartooth Mountains. That was really cool on the cycles. So I know what that's kind of like, and it's a neat experience. So I'm glad everything's going well for you family wise.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because you've gone through a lot to have a family
mm-hmm.
and you've done it four times and everyone's healthy.
Yes.
And you're healthy.
Yes.
Dad made it.
Dad made it.
Okay.
Knock on wood.
It sounds knock on wood. But I mean, it takes a strong person to go through that four times, not only yourself, mm-hmm. but obviously husband too. He has to go through it as well. Cause most likely after the second time he's like, okay, I know what's probably coming.
Yeah.
I know how to deal with this now. Then let's go a fourth time.
Yeah. Learned if she has a craving, quickly grab it so she can eat it. And if she gets sick, grab the garbage can.
Yeah. So did that happen a couple times where you're like, I really want that. Sounds really good. Okay, how do I get it as fast as I can?
What was it? It was KFC chicken sliders.
That sounds like something you'd want to throw up immediately. Yeah.
And then I got sick right away. Oh. I mean, I tried. We tried.
Did ice cream work at all?
You know what? I'm lactose intolerant. No, so
that didn't work.
No.
It would have been the same thing. We're just throwing it right back up anyways.
We're done.
Well, as we're starting to wind down here, are there any things that we missed that you would like to discuss or put out there for something that maybe someone doesn't know or something that might be shocking or surprising to someone?
Yeah, I mean, if you are experiencing HG, always watch for those symptoms because they can come on quickly. And just be alert. If you're ever unsure, go see a physician, talk to a medical team, and just make sure you're being an advocate for yourself.
Okay. And when you say it can come on quick, does that mean like that? Like a split second, or you got like a couple hours?
I would say pretty snappy.
Like a snap. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then which, there's going to be a lot of local people that listen to this. So which hospital were you at? Were you at Gunderson?
Yes.
Okay. I know we just did Winona Health because it was convenient for us. And then we had friends that just had a baby and they were at Gunderson too. Mm-hmm. So when you say a medical team, you're kind of, for yourself personally, you're referring to Gunderson in La Crosse. But do you know if other hospitals have support for this kind of stuff? Or is it just a general support as in, mental support, is that, there's not like a special HG team out there, is there?
There's not.
Okay. That was actually the question I was trying to get to with some roundabout way I got there. So there's not an actual like HG support team out there. It's just, we'll help you with your mental thing and we'll try to help you get IVs and we'll try to help you get nutrients as best as we can. There's just a bunch of doctors basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, most of them are educated from what I could tell. When I was there, I think it was just a lot of also
HG.
Yeah. They heard.
That was a fire truck rolling by, folks.
I think most of them understand to a point. Mm-hmm. So luckily I had this last time I had a great support medical team that helped me get through it. So
Was the fourth time a little easier than the first time that you did this?
Yes and no. This was the first time I was ever admitted into the hospital.
So the first three times you weren't.
Mm-mm.
So the fourth time it was actually worse then?
Yes.
Okay.
But at the same time, I knew what was going to happen. I expected these things. Okay. So I would say yes and no.
So you're able to prepare yourself a little bit more, but physically and mentally, it was the hardest one.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And the first time, probably it wasn't as hard, but you didn't know what the heck was going on?
It was hard. I was just like, oh, every woman goes through this. But then I would say the more I went through, I was like, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Because, I mean, people used to ask my wife all the time, are you nauseated? And very seldom. I don't think she ever threw up, she said. So she was lucky.
Yeah, very.
And I was like, I don't ever think she's throwing up. And I don't think she ever did either. I think she got a little nauseated here and there and then didn't want some of the foods that she used to like. But now I think it's all gone now. But I could be mistaken, too, because we still go to Mexican. And I'm just assuming she's back to normal. She likes her Mexican food.
If she's eating it. She must like it. I don't blame her, though.
Yep, that's right. Do you want to say your Instagram and Facebook groups one more time? Just as we're about to shut her down here?
Yes.
That way, listen to Taylor. She's going to plug where you can get help for someone. Now, obviously, it's only going to be for a very select few people that might be going through it, but someone that might be listening to this at least could get into contact. Even if they're outside of the La Crosse area, they can still talk to you. So plug those again, and I'll put them in the show notes for those who are listening.
So for the Instagram page, it's just Midwest HG Support. And for Facebook, it is Hypermesis Gravidarum Support.
All right. And you can do in-person services or virtual.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, is there anything else you would like to put out there for anyone?
Just be an advocate for yourself.
Be an advocate for yourself and
make sure you get the right medical team and make people listen to you.
Well, that's awesome. I want to thank Taylor for coming on in and actually shedding light on something I had no knowledge of. Didn't even know it existed. Yeah. And there's a reason, because there's not that many people that go through it. But if you are going through it, it's very severe from what I understand and from what you were telling us. So I don't wish that upon anybody because bedridden sounds miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I could understand, you know, throwing up here and there, but not
every day
here and there every hour of every day for 9+ months.
Yes.
Well, anyways, thank you for coming on in, taking some time out of your day. And for those who are listening, make sure you check out the show notes. Everything will be plugged down below so you can check out the Instagram or the Facebook. And then eventually there'll be a website coming out once it's finished. And you said people will be able to book appointments through there eventually?
Yes, I am planning to have services booked on there.
That's awesome.
But yeah, and also merchandise for the support group. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is that a shirt that'll be coming out then?
Yeah, I am planning on putting this. I actually have another one that I will quickly share. It is, how did I word it? It was, yes, I'm pregnant. But no, I do not want to smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, that's a good one for the wrestling fans. So yes. I'm a wrestling fan, so I understand that one. Well, thank you again for coming on in. And for those who are listening, make sure to like, share, subscribe, 5-star this, maybe even comment. Maybe you know someone that's going through this. Share this with them. Maybe they can reach out to Taylor, get some help, and make it through the pregnancy because it doesn't sound fun. Well, again, this has been another episode of Bruise and Cruise. Taylor, thank you one more time.
Thank you.
And we'll cheers.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Have a great week, everyone.